Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you. Hey, we're on the threshold of a Memorial Day weekend, which promises to be warm with scattered showers. Not as threateningly wet as a year ago, and you are a little more advanced in planting progress than a year ago, so things are looking up. Yesterday, a major day, a victory day for farmers, ranchers, landowners, corn growers, wheat growers, anybody involved with the land. The Environmental Protection Agency lost unanimously. Landowners won unanimously. The Supreme Court ruled that wetlands under the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act must have a continuous surface connection to bodies of water, making it difficult to determine where the water ends and the wetland begins. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
So it pushes back on the Biden administration's overreach on the part of the EPA and the Corps in terms of what they call nexus to gain control over regulating water that should not be regulated by the federal government.
Travis Cushman is American Farm Bureau Deputy General Counsel, says the ruling confirms the EPA clearly overstepped its authority under the Clean Water Act.
The Corps unanimously ruled in favor of the Sackett family. This is a huge, huge win. Essentially, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps' definition of WOTUS, the court found to be just wildly unlawful, not even close to what it should look like.
What does the EPA have to say? Administrator Michael Regan.
We know that wetlands are nature's water filters, and we know that many of our coal communities and many of our communities rely significantly on wetlands to reduce pollution, to reduce runoff, so that we can have good quality drinking water. There's no doubt that we are very disappointed, but we're gonna take a closer look at what the ruling actually means. But let me be clear, we're gonna continue to work as hard as we can to follow the law, but also to protect all communities and provide safe, affordable drinking water for every community in this country. That is our goal.
We'll take a deeper dive into EPA's loss as the Supreme Court unanimously ruled against the current interpretation of the 70-year-old rule, Waters of the U.S. We'll do that right after a break for the markets. But first, top farm news this morning. Ag trader Viterra in talks to merge with U.S. rival Bunge, one of the world's largest crop merchants. One option being discussed envisions a stock deal where Bunge shareholders would own a majority of the combined group. Glencore has flirted with the idea of a deal with Bunge on and off for years. In 2017, it approached Bunge about a friendly takeover, but was publicly rebuffed by the U.S. firm headquartered just outside St. Louis. This is Inside Agriculture.